Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Hey, here we are. First question, Bill Kristol. Would you vote for Hillary if Trump is the nominee? Ooh, tough, good question.
I won't vote. I'd prefer not to vote for either, so I'd like to find a real Republican to vote for.
But if that doesn't happen, if it is Trump and Hillary, would you stay home or vote for Trump? I know you wouldn't vote for Trump.
Right. I'm trying to recruit a Republican to run,
so we have someone.
But that's, no, I'm serious.
Come on,
I'm serious.
Come on, it's past the conventions. It's Trump and Hillary. What do you do? You're going to have to face this. I know you've thought about it.
I'll face it on November 6th or 8th or whatever election.
So you're not going to decide till you get in the booth?
Well, I'll watch.
Is Hillary? Hillary's really that bad? She's really that evil?
She's pretty bad.
She's pretty bad.
To be honest.
Really?
Can
you
see? She's not evil.
Do you like? You must appreciate foreign policy.
You don't want Hillary Clinton as president, and if you're a real conservative, you don't want Donald Trump as president.
You can't really picture Hillary with a table full of steaks behind her, can you?
I grant you that.
Jane, is there any legal action that can be taken against the Koch brothers?
Well, one legal action is confirming a Supreme Court justice who might overturn Citizens United.
Yeah. That's going to be an animating issue in this election. Well, I mean, they're not going to let Obama pick one, right? Yeah. Which, of course,
he'll pick one.
He'll pick one. They won't even meet the person. In the
right, yeah. Right. Which is, of course, what they always do: cheat. Yeah. I mean, it's cheating. That's going to get people upset. The
Supreme
Court
thing
on both sides, I think, for the first time. Okay. Has the Obama Doctrine been a successful foreign policy? I don't even know what the Obama Doctrine is, except maybe don't do stupid shit. Remember he said that?
Right.
Don't do stupid shit. That is what I'm going to miss most about him.
Yeah.
No new stupid foreign wars. Didn't take the bait every time they were leading from behind.
350,000 people dead in Syria.
There might have been a stupid.
Right, and that was all his fault because Syria was a paradise before.
But Libya has not been a successful foreign venture, right? That's kind of.
I love the way they pretend that the Middle East is a perfectly manageable place, and
no,
it's all
not.
Obama's
Why
fault.
Did he,
yeah. It's a very difficult place. I never said it was all Obama's fault. But
okay.
You can't say that's a success. Syria and Iraq, it's horrible.
But what could anyone else have done?
You could have intervened early and helped Syria.
Intervene with troops on the ground in Syria.
Well, you certainly could have helped the resistance to Assad, and there were plenty.
But the resistance,
Democrats there.
Who's the resistance?
Point.
You know, they tried to find a moderate army. They wound up with five guys. That's not a joke. Five guys. And you know, your war in Iraq went so well.
We had won it, despite having mismanaged it, we had won it by the end of 2008. But we can have that debate some other time.
Okay.
Well, we had.
Yeah,
President Obama said so when he pulled out in 2010.
But he didn't pull out.
You could smirk
that
about
was
it.
That Bush...
He failed to be able to negotiate a status of forces agreement, which
Bush hadn't negotiated either
in 2008. That was a mistake on Bush's part.
Okay. But, I mean, it seems like the answer is we have to stay in these places forever to make them work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's
yes,
a...
Yes, to some degree, on, as we did in Korea, as we did in Germany, as we did in Japan.
There is a fascinating article out right now by The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg, where he talks about the don't do stupid shit line. And I think Obama was sort of incredulous that people thought it was somehow controversial not to do stupid shit. Like, that should be...
Yeah, because it's an excuse for doing nothing.
No, people get slaughtered.
Don't do stupid shit in Rwanda. Was that a good policy in 1994? You're okay with that?
I'm interpreting that. The stupid shit is not necessarily
never intervening.
The stupid
Clinton did, right.
The stupid
shit
does
right.
Let's not equate not doing stupid shit with never intervening. You can intervene and do smart shit. What he's saying is you have to know when to intervene and when to do it appropriately, and that's what his doctrine is. I don't think it's, you know, like
Libya, the only time I was in the Obama White House was when I supported the intervention in Libya because I didn't want to see hundreds of thousands of people get slaughtered, and I thought there was a chance to have a decent outcome in Libya, and Sam is right.
That's not true.
There was no follow-up. I asked by the Europeans, and now it's a terrible place. So if you're serious about helping people, doing things around the world, you've got to be willing to stay the course.
But, you know, what? One of the things Obama says in this article is the hardest decisions to make are sometimes not to go to war. When you have so much of a drumbeat of people pushing you to do that.
You know that, you know that even Mormon missionaries won't go to Syria?
Well, now no one would go there, obviously.
Okay, I know.
There are a million Syrians in Europe now.
All right. Maria, how can the average American safeguard themselves from being the victim of fraud? I hear fraud is at all-time record levels, especially because of the internet, right?
It is. It absolutely is. I think the number one thing we can do is apply the if it's too good to be true, it is doctrine to ourselves.
Right.
And we never want to apply it to ourselves because when it's happening to us, it's just wonderful.
Right.
Right? It's only too good for other people.
So, I mean, the scams...
Yeah.
People fall for. I've gotten that, the message from somebody you know, and it says, "Hey, I'm over here in overseas, and I need you to send me $500."
You sent it, of course.
No, no. No, but the first time I got it, almost did because it never happened before.
Right.
And somebody looked at it and went, "Oh, this. Call this person back and ask them any question about who they really see if they know you."
Yeah, I mean the journalistic dictum: trust but verify.
Right.
Because our first impulse is always to trust, especially if emotions are high.
Right.
So like during the elections, right?
Right.
Everyone is really riled up.
People want to trust, don't they?
And when you're emotional, you're not logical.
Right.
You're not reasonable, and you start acting rather than thinking, and taking that moment to reflect might actually save you from sending $500 to the wrong
person. So you're not supposed to send the money? Is that what it
is? To me, you can send.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. when Trump, he always talked about how they love their country. I mean, it seems a little over the top or something. I mean, we all love our country, but it seems a little erotic. The way it does. The way, and also when you read
with the raw steaks, and wine. They'll take you out.
I mean, I read this poll that only 11% of Republicans say Obama loves the country the right way.
What?
It's creepy, isn't it?
There is a right way.
Trump is so good at convincing people that his is the right way. I mean, every single one of his statements, how can you argue with them? They're all so wonderful.
It is a little creepy, though, that he said that he would also date his daughter if she was his daughter. Yes. There's a little bit, maybe too much of this affection thing going on.
That is an amazing book in itself, how Trump is successful with women voters, because it's not like he's not. And, you know, sexist alert, I know people are going to object to this, but sorry. Women like confidence.
They do.
I don't think that's sexist to say. Right? Women like confidence.
I think men like confidence, too. I think everyone likes confidence.
Men like
people.
And Trump does do better with men, so... It's a tribute to Republican women that they're resisting Trump more than Republican men. I would say that.
But it's not an equivalent. Women and men are different. Come on. Men, they like tits. And they like beauty, and they like ass, and they like new. You know, I mean, Ashley Madison, when that was hacked, we found out this was the cheating site for married couples. 37 million men, 12,000 women. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about...
But the voters are kind of saying they like new, too. They didn't want another Clinton. And,
right.
You know, Bush. And they didn't want another Bush.
Yeah. They want new. They want strange. And they're getting it with Trump. All right. Should Hillary Clinton release the transcripts of her speeches to Goldman Sachs?
Obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
What could she be saying there?
If it's nothing, then why not release it?
What could it be?
I'm sure there was some like nice language, but probably nothing damning that she said to some bankers that she probably wouldn't say on the trail. I would bet that there's really nothing damaging there, but they're very protective, that campaign. They don't like to be bullied into doing something. I just think they should just get it over with.
I'm going to say it. I said it last week on the show. She, if she's the nominee, has to pick Elizabeth Warren as the vice president.
It's not about this.
This is the smart move. energize the base and take the Wall Street issue off the table.
They also mentioned Sherrod Brown as a possible alternative.
Ugh, come on.
Too boring?
He's a great guy, but it's just more boring the same. That excites exactly nobody. And Hillary already excites exactly nobody.
All right.
I mean,
fair
Trump
case.
Trump excites people. Those Bund rallies are pretty good. Bernie, yes, we know.
Bernie. You have been saying his name.
Sam, why has polling been so unreliable, and what other tools should the media use to report on the election?
Well,
I think I know, but go ahead.
There's a technical answer here. Polling in a primary is really difficult. Sometimes the methodology, you could end up doing, phones versus online polling. There's different reasons that it's unreliable. In some states, there aren't really good pollsters. I mean, it's a very boring answer. But you also have to keep in mind that polling is not necessarily supposed to be predictive. It's a snapshot in time. And so you're trying to pick up trends along the way.
But isn't it also because it's hard to reach millennials? I mean, they did not get Bernie's support in Michigan at all. I mean, some polls had him down by over 30 points, and he won that race. And I think that's because
And that's why you got to look at it's an online poll.
You mentioned the Sanders number.
83%.
Yeah, and if you do the math in your head, that's like triple his margin. It's Hillary won by about 8 points among voters 30 and over.
Right.
So that is actually what the polls were showing, so they didn't capture the young voters.
They don't have a way to
reach. And pollsters are trying to incorporate more cell phones into their surveys. The online surveys, which were once terribly unreliable, have become more reliable now that more people are doing stuff online. But it's a changing
Do they still do it by landline?
A lot of the pollsters
because
still do.
Because you know who's answering landlines?
Grandparents?
The guy who punched the black guy. All right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.